The tools you would usually see at a hairstylist station include scissors, a hairdryer, and a variety of styling products, but definitely not googly eyes and pipe cleaners, and describing a hairstyle as of the sea is typically not a compliment. But this is not a typical day at the Royale Hair Parlor.
It's a purple octopus with googly eyes, and we use purple extensions to cover that and then put purple pipe cleaners in her braids to make them more tentacle-like, and then hair chalk over all of that to make it a little more purple.
Erin Gammon is the stylist behind this fantastical hairdo on the head of her sister, Lindsay Stringer. Gammon isn't the only stylist to have enlisted a family member in their follicle experiments.
So this is fun, right?
Yeah.
Steve Halderman's son, Justice, is in the chair, watching his father transform his blonde locks into a rainbow-dyed mohawk.
Oh my God, it stings real bad.
Just a couple more minutes of discomfort and you'll be good to go.
We'll revisit Steve and Justice in a bit. Organizers of the second annual Children's Art Show in Bloomington, Indiana, collected over 100 pieces of art created by area kids. The Royale stylist then chose a picture that would serve as the inspiration for a hairstyle. The kids' art was auctioned off to benefit Monroe County Court-appointed special advocates for children. 16-year-old Hikari Nakagawa is one of the oldest artists participating in the event. She painted a seascape featuring that purple octopus, a pufferfish, and lots of other underwater creatures. She purposely included many different characters in her painting to give Gammon plenty of inspiration.
It's interesting because it's like somebody else's rendition of what they took from my art, and I think that's really great. I really like it.
Some of the young artists are doing double duty as hair models for the event, like Kira Lynn May.
And it makes me feel really good that I actually have hair that can actually be turned into art.
The kids proudly claimed the title of artist, but the hairstylists were more hesitant. Many of them said that focusing on meeting clients' expectations can stifle creativity. Bridget DeVol is the owner and master stylist at Royale.
It's easy to get burnt out based on people's demands every day.
She spent 2 days mapping out her design and preparing the extensions that she used. She created a hair hat in the shape of a flower, inspired by a 9-year-old's painting titled Dream Big, Worry Small.
I haven't taken the time since I've opened the business to do really a creative project where I actually marked out like 2 days just to be totally immersed in something creative.
Okay, so we're just, this little stripe here is actually going to have rainbow colors in it too, so.
Back with Steve and Justice Halderman, theirs is by far the most involved hairstyle at the event, so they're rushing to finish up before the runway show begins.
It looks like you're painting.
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of like painting the picture. That's why I like this so much, because it's absolute just creation, you know what I mean?
Stepping outside the box and into the avant-garde not only keeps things fresh creatively, it's a chance for stylists to try new techniques. That's true for Halderman, who is a junior stylist at Royale.
Yeah, this isn't your average everyday kid's hairstyle, huh?
Nope. If I went to school with this, my principal would kill me.
No worries there. Halderman promised to shave Justice's rainbow mohawk off before school on Monday.
You're good to go.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.